Oh yeah, it's Geek Radio Daily. It's Wednesday, April the 23rd, 2008.
You started off as Randy Macho Man Savage for like half a second, then stopped. This is what we're doing. This is it here.
And hello, hello.
I'm Mr. Black.
I am. It's all the geek without the weight. Why you gotta be black, you know? I mean, what are you doing there with that?
It's a quote, sir.
Anyway,
if Krusty the Clown's wrong, I don't want to be
all
right.
All right, that there once again with a with panties, pantyhose wrapped around his microphone, because we ain't got no windscreens.
Nah,
we ain't got nothing like that.
Nah,
We doing it old school, garage band style. What
that? We're taking it back.
Billy Flynn.
Oh, hell of a good joke.
As for me,
yes.
I'm wearing a hat.
You are? That's cool.
Is that how you know when I've been doing the early show?
Yeah.
I'm wearing the hat, that's how you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you told me that, actually.
I'm not a hat guy normally.
No.
If I'm wearing the hat, means I didn't shower.
That's
means
true.
I got up at 4 or whatever and rolled into work, and I'm going to the gym later, and I'll deal with it then. That's
nice.
What you can tell. I am the vicar.
My computer's broken, and I need someone to fix it.
Oh, my stars
wow.
And gothers.
How many times have I heard that?
Well, yes, occasionally that comes to pass, I do suppose. All right, here we go on RavenCon week. As we get later on in the week, on Friday, I'll give you the details, what we're doing, where we're going to be, all that kind of good stuff. And otherwise, I suppose, we can go along with our usual schedule and talk about television, okay? Here's what's on the tube tonight, kiddies, for this Wednesday. Andrew Lloyd Webber performs on American Idol.
Really?
On Fox.
Yes!
What's he going to be doing? I don't know. A little song, a little dance.
A little unicycle riding.
Possibly. There could be a monkey. I don't know. There could
that would be nice.
It's hard to say. Ryan Seacrest is going to be there also, and he's going to say who gets booted off. That's what he does. That's his job. You know what? That cat gets paid to do that?
That's
holy
ridiculous.
Crap. You know what I'm
I
saying?
I could do that for so much less.
My stars and garters. So that's tonight on Fox.
Tonight on PBS, if your PBS channel is showing it, please, by all means, watch Synchronized Swimming, The Pursuit of Excellence.
Oh, please do, because that's just more exciting than...
I have no idea.
I don't know what that's more exciting than. I got nothing.
It sounds fantastic, though.
I am drawing a blank. ABC tonight, Men in Trees. If you dig it, watch it, because it goes on break after tonight's show.
No!
May Sweep start tomorrow. Didn't make the cut.
Oh.
Did not make a cut. But that's all right, because also on ABC tonight, you can watch Super Nanny.
Oh, I bet you could. Tonight, AMC is back up to their normal shenanigans. It's Death Wish followed by Death Wish 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, no.
So I guess tomorrow is Death Wish 3 and 4.
Probably. Let's find out. We'll find out how close we are tomorrow. Comedy Central tonight. The kids on South Park take a field trip to a pioneer village. Well, that sounds sweet, but
what?
They wind up in the middle of a hostage situation, Billy. Yes, taken hostage there, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
Sure. Tonight on Discovery Channel and Mythbusters, Jamie and Adam, it's their Alaska special. They'll be testing Alaskan anecdotes such as Alaska's cold, ain't it?
Yes.
There you go.
Wow, it's cold in here.
It's a two-minute show. It's
Encore,
over.
One of the encores tonight showing Fright Night for
I
real.
I fucking love that
what
movie.
A great movie.
It
heck
is.
Yeah.
If anything deserves a remake, it's Fright Night.
And we did not know Amanda Beers was a lesbian, so we were able
no.
to think she was cute.
Oh,
and it was okay.
She absolutely. Oh my God, she's so cute.
All
in
right,
movie.
Moving on.
Family Channel tonight, sir, just for you, it is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Stop it.
Yeah, baby. You know you love that movie.
Nightmares. Still to this day about that. Biography Channel tonight, biography featuring the Harry Potter kids.
Harry Potter,
that's tonight.
Nice. Tonight, Country Music Television's got Young Guns followed by Young Guns 2.
Hey,
huh?
That's pretty nice.
Yeah,
that's
Mexican
an all right,
Blackbird, baby.
Doubleheader. I can do that.
Arkansas Dave Rudabaugh.
Showtime has got your Tutors on tonight. Tutors season two. There's nakedness. There's craziness.
Ooh.
I like it because I'm a sick puppy.
Nakedness is
I'm
good.
I'm a sick puppy.
Turner Classic Movies has the classic 1974 Albert Finney and Lauren Bacall's Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah, you can check out Conan O'Brien tonight. Seth Green is going to be there. A little geekiness
yes.
for your late night viewing this evening.
Well, if I'm watching anything tonight, I'm flipping over that there. A Lifetime Television
for Women.
Because tonight a serial killer targets former residents of a foster home, Tracy Gold stars in what she thought was safe harbor.
Well, I gotta pay the rent, right?
Somebody
yeah,
does.
That's what I'm saying. Mailbag, baby!
It's here! Listen up! It's time for mail call!
All right, let's see. From Dickie. Hey, Vic and Flynn, just to let you know, Stealth Geek 2.0 is not dead. Not quite.
Yes.
We're going through a format change, so don't worry, sirs. There'll be some Stealth Geek goodness within the next, well, I don't know.
I know. Once you can talk and get the announcement made, I feel
anywho,
you.
Soon, anywho. You guys are doing an awesome job with the show. Duh, I'll talk to you later.
Thank
from
you.
Exodite, I guess that's how you say his name, over on the forums,
yeah.
Exodite says, a cubit A cubit, in case we need it, the rain looks like it may have stopped, but a cubit is traditionally 18 inches, unless you're using the Egyptian cubit, then it's 21 inches. It's about the distance from your elbow to the tip of your finger. So in case we need to know, there it is.
You mean my elbow to the tip of my finger?
Somebody's.
Because it's different.
Finally, from Señor Francisco.
Señor Francisco!
Who is, by the way, sort of on the forums, but since I have this here platform to speak from.
Right.
Frank, where you at, man? You, like, signed on? One post? You kidding me? One post? All right, he
says. Maybe he's busy.
Hi, guys, from these first spiffy forums over at geekradiodaily.com. First, you guys not having voicemail sucks. I don't know what it is about getting on the computer lately, but over the last few months, I've hardly been on the thing. I can tell.
Oh, maybe they need new and refreshing porn.
Sign on, yo. What's up
him?
With that? So trying to email you has been quite an ordeal. I've had many times where I have left you a voicemail, but no, Vicar has to have email. All right, I'll move on. So
did
this
he
week,
leave us a voicemail?
I don't know.
Okay.
This way, he says he's wanted to do
oh,
it.
Oh, wanted
instead,
to. I'm sorry.
Because
we don't
said have
he
it
did.
Yet. Because frankly, I don't know how. Anybody know how to get me voicemail? How do you get, how do podcasts do these voicemail lines? And are they free? And whence do I get such things?
They're probably not free.
I'll take one. How much is it? Where do I go?
I don't know.
Hook me up, y'all.
Hey, if you could send us an email about that,
moving
that would
on.
Be fantastic.
So this week I splurged and bought an Xbox 360. So
yes!
Again, only the Vicar way behind the curve with his ancient
it's
Xbox.
True.
Yes, I know. He's been holding off for months, finally decided to do it. 2 weeks ago, got his first degree black belt in Taekwondo. All right, so yes, he's been busy. Haven't gotten onto the Xbox Live yet, but hopefully I'll get that figured out.
It's quite easy, sir. You should be able to.
All right.
Especially with a black belt.
In closing, I want to tell you guys that I'm glad two out of my three favorite podcasters are carrying on the legacy you started on the Geek Label Radio podcast.
Those guys
Geek
rocked.
Radio Daily is great for the daily dose of what you guys do so well. GRD Weekly, awesome as well. The Bruce, a great addition for the weekly show. And it's nice to get his expertise on the Fit Club. So
don't,
there we go.
Don't
Thank
tell
you.
The Bruce that because it'll go to his head.
Oh, God, it will. I hadn't even thought of that.
And
all
his
you
melon's
guys
big enough now.
Doing a great job with keeping the Geeps entertained. That's all I know for now. I'll try to write again soon so the Vicar won't keep whining about that nobody loves him to send him an email. He's getting a bit Jewish mother with all of it. Ciao. So, all right. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah,
we do appreciate the
letter.
Mail. All right. It is Wednesday. It is Odin's Day for you pagans out there. So,
yes,
yeah.
And it's Administrative Professionals Day.
Da-na-na-da-da.
Happy Administrative Professionals Day to all you hardworking people that used to be called secretaries.
Meshach Taylor dancing along with you. Da-na-na. We use the Designing Women music for our
is
promos
that
here.
For yeah,
that. That's why.
We do.
So
there,
thus the Meshach reference, forget it.
Oh,
all right, fine.
Lord.
It's Wednesday. That means we have got coming up next a look at the comic book releases that interest us today. Also, geek news coming up. Geek Radio Daily.
In the fantasy audiobook Heart of the Hunter by Sam Chupp, a small mercenary company must guard a caravan traveling from the heart of civilization to the edge of the wild cold wastes. They aren't high and mighty wizards or powerful wealthy kings. They're just looking to do their job, survive, and get paid. Heart of the Hunter is available for free in podcast form at heartofthehunter.com. The song Epic Unease by Scott McCloud from Incompetech.com.
Well, hello there. I'm glad you could make it. My name's Thurman, and it's good to meet you. Well, come on over and sit close to the fire. Pull up a stump, and I'm going to tell you a story.
Visit campfiretales.net for stories from your surrogate grandpa.
Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, April the 23rd of 2008. All the geek without the weight, Billy Flynn. Billy Flynn and the
stuff,
Vicar
man.
Once again on the microphones doing what we do, and that's delivering to you all of your daily geeky goodness. All right, if teenage girls can quit harassing Billy Flynn, we are going to get on with the
what's
show
up
here.
With that, man.
All right, what's going on? I guess comic book day, baby!
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
I don't think he ever read a line finer in his life.
Comic
That's a very
guys,
serious book, man.
The comic book guy from Simpsons. His ilk all over the world. Ready today.
Absolutely, sir.
Because it's Wednesday and your books are out!
In fact, Arcana Studio has Helen Killer, number 1 of 4, out today.
Ooh, extra special.
I have no idea what that is, but that's just funny.
If you're a Terry Moore fan, Abstract Studios has Terry Moore's Echo number 1. This
Excellent.
Is a second printing, but there you go. Now you can actually get hold of it. So that's
Sweet.
Out today.
Sweet! Boom Studios has Fall of Cthulhu number 11 and 2. Count them, 2 different covers.
Oh, crazy talk. How about Comic Cavalcade? Lady Death, who people seem to be absolutely obsessed with, half-naked. Of course, she's usually half-naked.
True.
But she ain't got no color, though.
It's
she's always
too.
Black and white.
What's up with that?
What's up with that? Lady Death 2007 Swimsuit Special, the Ruby Red Foil Edition, available too.
I have Lady Death's first appearance.
Right.
Nice. Dark Horse has Return of the Gremlins number 2 of 3. This is the Disney Gremlins, not the Bright Light, not those Gremlins. Also, Star Wars Legacy number 22 out today from them.
All right, DC Comics, your countdown to Final Crisis. Issue number 1.
It's finally.
Hits the stands today. Isn't it one of these things you're tired of by the time it finally gets around?
I was until
you
issue
know?
2. Oh. Issue 2, something really cool happened.
Oh,
giant
okay.
Turtle Boy Jimmy Olsen fought giant Darkseid.
Okay.
That was
issue 2?
Awesome.
No, I've got issue number 1 out.
Right. Yeah, no. I'm saying in issue 2.
Then that's going to happen.
Happened.
Okay, that's what I thought.
No, issue 1, it counted down. Issue 1 is the last episode.
Oh, it counts backwards.
Right.
I see.
Right.
Now I know. It shows what I'm not reading.
Slow,
on it.
Man.
Fables.
Slow.
Fables number 72 is out. People still love Jack and they love Fables, and I still had them all on disc that you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
That we were given by a
special, yes.
We didn't know where it came
from.
No
idea.
I still haven't read them.
They're fantastic.
I know I need to because people love them, right? Jonah Hex, I do dig. Jonah Hex Trade Paperback Volume 4, Only the Good Die Young. That's out today. Justice League of America issue number 20 out
yep.
today as well.
And all Death of the New Gods number 8 of 8, so that storyline is wrapping up as well.
Word to your mother.
Over on Devil's Due Publishing, Dragonlance Chronicles Volume 3 number 10, and not one but two, count them, two different covers, and Hack Slash Series number 11, and again with two different covers. Everything's got two covers.
I know. I'm showing from Dynamic Forces, mm-hmm. Red Sonja number 26. Now, first of all, Red Sonja is published by Dynamite Entertainment, and
okay.
they're beyond issue 26, so what the hell is that?
I don't know, sir.
All right, Image Comics, Mice Templar number 4 is out. I mention this just because I think it looks funny.
Okay.
You have mice, but they're knights. So I want to check that out. I might go back and pick those up.
Of course you do. Dynamite Entertainment has Army of Darkness, Xena, Why Not, number 2 of 4 out today, along with Battlestar Galactica number 5 in a foil cover.
Yeah. Battlestar Galactica, Space Glow, Putty. I always have to do it. I don't know why I love that commercial. All right, Marvel Comics, Deadpool Classic, Trade Paperback Volume 1 is finally out because you, America, demanded it.
Yes. See?
Also, Hulk versus Hercules, when Titans clash, I suspect they're going through the old handbook of the Marvel Universe and just going alphabetically and matching people up.
Probably,
that's
yes.
what I think is going to happen.
Also, they have Hulk number 3 out today. The Avengers trade paperback of the Kree Skull War is out in a new printing because of all the Secret Invasion stuff. No Secret Invasion title this week, but Mighty Avengers number 12 and Ms. Marvel number 26 are both Secret Invasion tie-ins.
Finally, I care enough to mention Thor number 8 is out because I love this new Thor series. I'm excited about that coming out every month. One of few books that I'm actually excited
You've
about.
You've been very happy about that. And very quickly, Virgin Comics has something called Sadhu Wheel of Destiny number 1 of 5, and that's just a great title.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Okay, we'll take it for title alone.
Certainly.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Thank you, Xena. I appreciate that.
I make Xena noises when I'm excited.
Okay. Guillermo del Toro, we know him. He's talking about his next film. He's not actually talking about The Hobbit. He's talking about a little thing called Saturn and the End of Days.
Oh!
Which basically asks the concept, what would happen if the apocalypse was viewed while you were doing errands? You go back and forth, nothing big happens except the entire world is being sucked into a vortex of fire.
I saw End of Days. It wasn't that good.
Well, this is Saturn in the End of Days.
Oh, it's
so
different.
Yeah, it's going to
so
be
Arnold
the sequel.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger is driving a Saturn this
no,
time.
No, apparently it actually says no Governator.
Oh, all right.
No Governator.
GamingReport.com reports the Academy of Adventure Gaming Arts and Design and the Game Manufacturers Association proudly announced semifinalists in all categories for the 34th Origins Awards. That
Ooh.
Is a big gaming award every year.
Yes.
They're out. I'm not going to list all of them because that would be crazy, but we will have the link up in the show notes if you want to see what has been nominated. Nominations are out. This year's winners will be announced at Origins in Columbus Saturday, June 28th.
Hey, the New Jersey Supreme Court has got some sense in their head. They have ruled on a case quite recently that internet service providers must not release personal information about users without
good.
A valid subpoena.
I agree.
So none of this, I'm the president, I can do whatever I want. No. You're going to need a subpoena. And the entire world needs that because nobody wants to see where you've been, Mr. Vicker.
Oh my goodness, that's true. From IGN, Age of Conan Hyborian Adventures has gone gold. That means gamers will finally be able to play the much anticipated Morpig on May 20. Age of Conan been in development for a long time, but they're ready to go. $59.99 US, $49.99 Euro. Subscription fee is $14.99, €12.99 Euro. So it's coming May 20.
Nice. Scientists finally getting to work on some of the big problems facing the world.
Well, good.
Brain farts.
Oh.
Scientists have decoded brain farts. Apparently, it turns out, after doing some research, because they thought, oh, people, they're just going to make mistakes. They're not concentrating. They're not focusing. No, it turns out, with this little device they have, that there's an abnormal little thing that happens in your brain 30 seconds before you have a brain fart.
Wow.
So they know it can happen.
So psionic flatulence is real.
Absolutely it is. And, sir, what they believe that a solution could be some sort of device, maybe a little mind-reading hat, something that could give you an alert that would let you know that you're about to make a mistake.
With balled up aluminum foil on the ends?
It better be made out of it better be a damn top hat if
Why
it's going to be anything.
Why do we have bras on our heads? From Dark Horizons, Transformers 2 director Michael Bay claims that short of news that filming is taking place in Philly, everything else you've heard is crap. He says on his official site, sorry, everyone, everything you are reading is false. We're going to give so much disinformation on this film to confuse everyone.
Wow. It's going to be a confusing film
anyway. Like anti-marketing. So.
Sure. Don't come see this film.
I don't know. So
this isn't happening.
The fact that in the second one, they ignore the Kurgan and the Transformers actually are Highlanders from another planet, that's not even going to happen,
no.
I don't think. So I don't
Transformers
know.
2, The Quickening.
This. Exactly. As always, here we are finishing up at about the 15-minute mark, but don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow. Billy
please.
Flynn and the Vicar
see.
Miss us just a little. Would
please,
you please?
Won't
we
you?
Would appreciate that. Love Geek Radio you. Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes or your podcatcher of choice. Don't miss GRD Weekly, hour-long weekend show for Billy Flynn, the Vicar, and the Bruce. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, no derivative works, 3.0 U.S. license. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Email us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
Oompa Loompa Doompa-Dee-Doo. I've got another puzzle for you.